oh, this is super nice, super cute.
You're super nice and cute.
I look hot.
You look hot.
Yes, yes, you're very handsome.
Oh, I have it on film. Yeah.
We now
Jason,
know. We
you're
now
amazing
know.
Too.
Jay is always handsome.
No, I'm always stylish. No, I'm in my scruffy phase.
But even when you're scruffy, it's not fair. You still look so suave and cool and slick.
I don't know. Sometimes I look at. I appreciate that. I really do. Because
I was like, you should.
I believe
definitely.
Her.
Bashir too.
You believe her.
I
believe
good.
Her. Love it.
Everybody at the table is looking good.
Yeah. You too, man. You
Thank
know,
you.
Shiny.
I'm the only one that decided to be pink, and yeah.
That was. Yeah, you should have been here last week for Vice Versa. Yeah. Him and Francis.
I'm Goldilocks.
By the way, a lot of positive feedback. They said you fit right in with Vice Versa.
I didn't doubt it. I felt like at home.
People were surprised. No,
really?
Because
why are you surprised? No, he actually fits almost everywhere.
Yes.
I like that. Thank you.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, but he has
his adaptability.
He has, but he has
90% women agree with the statement, and then the 10%, you know. All right, let's take that. Oh yeah, that's for Vice Versa. Sorry, we'll take that offline. Yeah. Please tell me more.
Tell me more.
I enjoyed
tell
it a lot.
Me more.
Yes.
I enjoyed it a lot. Fun. It was a lot of fun. You know,
it's different. I'm trying to make like, you know, all love on the podcast.
Yeah,
I know. Hey,
I feel it on those videos. I really do though.
I was by myself last weekend. They were ready for me. They were ready.
What do you mean you were by yourself? I got your back.
Well, you know,
the thing is,
so you feel lonely without me?
Sometimes.
Aww.
No, I meant on Vice Versa because like, you know,
thoughts and confessions, once you were there, we were okay.
Yeah. No, that's not what I said. Oh shit. No, hold on.
I
missed you.
Okay. I'll take it.
I didn't. Is that what you're trying to say?
I can't speak for you.
Okay, now you can't.
This part.
But I thought you represented the team.
It was no. Honestly, like I think your perspective would have been cool on the subject.
Oh, yes.
But like at the same time, you know, it was good because him and I we never had like a one on one.
It's true, eh? Sin and I have, but you and him no.
You and Bash have.
Yes, we
have one on the live.
On the live, we never did a one on one.
No, never.
That would be actually pretty special.
That would be the episode I get canceled on.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh yes.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah. The way we go into details.
Yeah.
I said we.
No. It's not all.
I like that we're going down together.
Yeah. No,
oh
sure.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, sure, whatever he goes.
We're holding hands.
Yeah. Always. If we go to
Titanic.
No. There's room on the door. There's room on that. No, on that piece of wood.
Yeah. But no.
For both of them.
But no.
Are you saying you're short?
No.
Yeah, you say I'm short. Is that what you say? Actually?
I like short
you know what?
Men.
Once she met, so it's the first time we meet physically, and then she
giggling.
Oh, she gave you the look.
Yeah, she said hi, Bashir.
Oh, wait.
So it's funny that she actually did that.
Come up.
Do that again. The stare from up and down.
He does it good though.
So do you find
I have so much practice?
A lot of practice, I know.
Yeah, they see
so me. I have a question. So she's gonna hate me for this.
Oh jeez.
Yes.
Who's gonna hate you?
It doesn't matter. Take a number. There's plenty. If a guy would do that to you,
up and down stair.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so ready
for that. That used to be part of the game.
Would you find that disrespectful?
I would join him and be like, what you looking at, boo?
Damn.
And it's fantastic, right? When this happened, because I don't know, you didn't really do it, but she did said, oh, maybe you figured me a little bit. I don't know how.
No.
So, but if
did what, I really up and down you?
Yeah, you didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, but I'm a very analytical person.
I see that.
I like your style.
But you did it very quickly.
I looked at his style. I was like, I like this ensemble. So
there wasn't much to do.
She was like. But I found
felt
that
like
actually funny. So
actually,
I'm super comfortable when it comes to this. But what makes me laugh, by the way, people, is my English is bad.
Your English is great.
It's beautiful. It's
amazing.
What?
Oh yeah.
This guy, you know what the problem? My problem with Bashir is, like, he sets you up for like to think like the worst.
No, I'll tell you.
But
why.
The motherfucker will floor you, impress you, and you'll
he's
be like,
"He's crazy, saucy."
He really is. You really are.
Let me tell
fucking
you why.
Usual suspect.
Let me tell you why quickly on this small parenthèse.
Yes.
I was doing an interview with someone, and you know, I was actually talking about that. I said instead of being in your face, that's what I meant to the person. I said I want to be on your face. Right.
I like it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I would have given it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
In terms of pickup
line. So that's
why
if sometimes I say some stuff, it's not what I mean. But the thing that makes me funny, that's make me laugh, is that if something happened in the opposite, so if I start, example, to joke the way he did, right? Whatever. We have stories, so we don't care. Example, my shortness is something I would never be able to change. It's like
no, absolutely not. You're not in control of that.
We already had that conversation.
But I wasn't talking about the height thing when I was talking about
the joke about the height.
Ah, yes. Okay, yes.
So then let's say we do. It's like me being Arab, you being black, you being Algerian, you being Portuguese. This is something you guys can change, right? If I would come and do the same type of joke.
Wait a minute. Who says I can't change that?
You well, being don't black? Don't start. That's a different
ask Michael Jackson.
I can identify as what I want.
So naturally you could identify, but naturally you cannot change it.
Like, no.
I said you're sick, unless you're sick. So if I would come and do that same type of joke on a physical discrimination,
yes.
I would see a lot of people.
Cry.
Yeah, well, yeah, forever. I would see a lot of people having big issue with
this. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then I'm like, but you making these jokes or you example staring down, usually it comes, so let's say we talk on the
double standard. But I was talking about a sexual point of view.
But that's the thing, okay, talking about the double standard. You come, you do it. Then someone would arrive and he would do it. And you said, I would be like, why would you just do that? When you allow yourself to do it, it always surprised me this. And I know you didn't mean it in
but
any
you know,
way.
I appreciate that you made me aware of that because I didn't notice that I did it. Because I'm a very analytical person, so I like aesthetics. So I'll always like kind of like appreciate and be like, oh, you know, they're dressed nice. But I didn't even know. But it's something that now I'm aware
but
of.
It's fantastic. But let's say the guy make it in the same way. He just finds you good looking, but he find that your swag was fantastic. Like you're wearing pink today. It's wow. Your maquillage as well. Everything as well. And then you're like, why is he looking at me right away?
Because she's not interested. If she would be interested, it would be okay.
I'm
not someone that would actually bring it to the forefront, to be very honest
with
you. No,
but me, what happened in my situation was, and it's...
Oh, something happened?
I was not interested. I didn't take it in
No. But that's the thing. It's the double stare, what I meant by that. And we do that. The double stare or the stare.
That was part of the game, you know?
Was part of the game. 100%. And it's I was actually flattering, right? But me, the situation, what happened was...
Uh-oh.
I was put in a context, whatever. We were in a bar.
Okay.
And...
Usual setting where the up and down will happen.
No, but it wasn't even like that at all. I was talking to the friend and she mentioned that person went through something. I'm not going to go into the details. That's very personal. And I was like, that person. So I just took a step back because they were in front of me and I stared from head to toe.
Oh, okay. Like that.
But you do that.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
But I don't do that.
So but people who don't know him don't know that.
Yeah, but it's like some people are just visual, right?
Yeah.
So it's like I do that just naturally, but it doesn't mean I have any interest or anything. 100%. It's just like
I actually do agree with you.
I'm that type of person. I'm like, you know, I just take what in the person.
Your intention was like, in a sense, more like, oh, you? Like you couldn't believe it? You? Yeah, exactly. You? Like you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, yeah, that was literally that.
Okay.
And the thing is because the person was seated all night.
Okay.
So when they got up and we were talking about it, I literally took one half step back and leaned back and just looked from head to toe.
I was like trying to find
you
the
leaned
booty.
Back?
Oh, okay.
Like I leaned.
You took the effort?
No, what's the point? She was stuck to me. She was really close to me. It was like it was a packed setting. And I just wanted to see the profile.
Oh, am I reading this right?
Yes, the view.
Am I reading this right?
He wants to appreciate the view.
No, I didn't want to appreciate it. I wanted to study the view.
That's it. Okay. I'm like, am I reading this this right? Like in terms of you said it's something personal. Okay, you have to take a step back to understand.
No,
the profile.
Okay, so let me
The lean back is the killer.
That was the
mistake.
But hold on, I want to hear the
no. So to give you an example.
Yeah, give me.
Okay, I'll give you an example. I would be with Sedalia.
Yeah.
And Bashir just comes and meets us for the very first time.
Yes.
Right? We're in a club. It's packed.
Yes.
And then he looks at Sedalia.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's super single. She's been single forever. And then he's like, her? And then he steps back and looks.
So it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
But it's not a compliment. It's research.
But that's a context right there. Like if the person, let's say I'm here and I'm listening, I understand the
context. I wish I knew the actual
but
context.
But imagine when there's nothing going on. There's no communication.
But you didn't see it. You're in front of me.
Oh, the person didn't see you do
no,
the lean back?
No, it's the friend. It's
that
like
saw the
me.
Lean back.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, the friend saw it.
Yeah, the female friend saw it.
And then the friend had something to say?
Yeah, she was like, yo, Sasfipa, you can't do that shit.
Why not?
And I was like, what? She's like,
no, bachelor like me. Like, I'm angry.
But give me a sec. You know, this is how stupid it at. You know when you drive and then you do your angle mort or you pass the guy the guy next to you like this? But you motherfucker.
Drink water.
You should just wink.
No, I just stop.
Blind spot.
I do a bad word. So I was just checking.
You can swear.
But you motherfucker, I'm just checking if something.
Yo, right on me.
I thought he was talking to me.
Right on me.
I'm not, but you know how bad it is when people like get so. You're not that important. I'm just checking to make sure I can change lane, you idiot. It's not about...
Yeah. No, but the thing is, you have to be sensitive in the sense that you...
I agree. I agree with Bashir on this. I think if it was the person that was being eyed in this manner, she has every right to decide what is respectful and disrespectful to her. When the friend is dictating what is respectful and disrespectful, why?
Please. But hold on. We have those, but you have those friends all the time.
I know.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing. Please let me, please. It's so beautiful.
Vas-y.
I'm actually, something happened at work. This is, you could start that, whatever you're going to do now. Do it. Do the noise. Pew, pew, pew. So, Jay.
Oh, you're not hearing. It's guns.
Oh, I love you. Oh. Jay, please listen to this.
I'm always listening.
I'm listening.
So, he's going to understand, and I want your point of view, okay?
Uh-oh.
So, we're together as a family.
And they say I don't have interesting subjects on this podcast.
Imagine. So
we don't even know the subject yet.
So, we're here with family.
Yeah.
And then you decide that you want to do, personally, you want to do a joke about black.
Yeah, okay.
You say, hey... whatever.
Okay, don't need to do the joke. Okay, a joke.
Insert joke.
Y'all always late. You know,
perfect.
Whatever.
Example.
That's not a joke.
Then we laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She gets offended.
Oh, I had that happen like a couple weeks ago at work.
And it went. And
oh,
it went,
I'll tell you. After.
And it went high. And I had to take action because it happened in a particular situation.
Yeah.
Can you guys believe? The
person who was offended wasn't even like
you did the joke. You're the one did the joke about your own self.
So
and they were offended. Of
okay,
your joke.
No, that didn't happen.
So you gotta watch. Sorry to cut you off.
No, please do.
Bad dads.
I saw old dads. Oh, I watched
you watch
it yesterday.
That's
yo,
the second
that
dad.
Shit
so that's the second
was. This is the this is the movie of the. This defines my generation.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
And you remember the scene when he had to go back to the daycare and the lady started crying? I wasn't there.
I wasn't there, but
it made me feel a certain type of way.
Yo,
interesting.
Such a good movie.
It's like an example. If when we do jokes about my height, or
and
I
somebody
joke
else
about
gets
my
offended.
Height, him. Every time he gets offended for me because he's with me, just because he's around.
But I would do the same. I would do the same
is
because.
What is?
Stop rocking the table, please.
Oh.
The table is didn't do anything. Stop feeling triggered by the table.
Yeah. No, the reason why I would do the same.
Can I shake the chair? Sorry, I'm so sorry.
He's not nervous at all.
No, people. I'm just expressing that. The fact that it's. That's your homie, you know? That's your boy, you know, at the end of the day.
Oh, sorry. Let's say he's not the homie. He's just a person.
No, but regardless, you're not.
Oh, no. If you're not my homie, I don't give a shit about you.
But even if it was the case, even if I'm your best friend, if I am your...
But I'll give you the psychology behind all this.
Yes,
please
do.
I will.
The savior?
And this is the most Arabic way to say please. Please.
Please.
So the issue is I realized, first and foremost, social media is the biggest reason why people are like this. And I'll tell you why.
I know. Because they can say shit behind,
No, it's not even that. It's because everybody feels entitled and connected to that story.
Absolutely.
So if you put a story online and people are like,
That's good.
I feel connected. Offended that this happened. That this is impossible. Pretty much what's going on in Palestine and Israel, where everybody's going crazy.
Yeah.
You have to pick a team, regardless when you're not even involved directly or indirectly with anything.
So, but I agree with you 100% that social media has birthed this. Mm-hmm. Because before then, our requirement for validity and all of that was what? Minimal, we'll say, except for the people that we wanted
How
to
did
be
you
validated.
Say the word
validity?
Which means
to be validated.
Okay.
Right? Like I think before we just wanted to be validated by the people that were close to us or that we were interested in or, you know, in our own community and group. Now we've created a whole society that is obsessed with likes, with views, and that kind of embeds in our psychology, right? In our subconscious mind. And now that's all we want.
And let's go even further. People are being pussies more and more. That's what's happening.
Because everybody's muzzled. Everybody's muzzled. You can't have an opinion anymore because you're gonna get shat on because somebody has an opinion.
Personally, I love pussies. I think pussies are important. So
wrong podcast.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But again, wrong podcast.
We actually do.
I'm
like
still advice versus
what I'm trying to say is that you cannot be always offended by. And you know, I think
you
everyone
shouldn't.
Is.
But
everyone.
I'll be offended all the time.
But
at this point, I'll be offended for everybody.
You can't go like that. I, there's a certain level where. Hey, imagine sin at and actually the four of us we are, I think, at the same generation. Imagine before these people would have died and suicide and 1 million times.
Oh,
if that was the case.
Depression, anxiety, and all those.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't even know what this means.
But because it goes crazy that if you can be offended for everything that does not involve you, but because you have access to, it never ends.
Wow. No.
It never ends. But that's the issue right now with social media.
You know, it's crazy that I'm thinking about. Remember that saying, that quote, like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything? Yeah. Now everybody's standing for everything.
Yeah, yeah, don't stand. Stop
standing. Observe, pay attention. Pay attention.
That's
observe,
why they're stressed because they're standing too long.
Like, everybody's standing up for everything, but...
But they're standing up in a bigger voice, though. Before, if you come to your little group, social group of 4 or 5 people and complain about it, stays there.
Yeah.
Now they're going on social media, on Twitter or X, whatever it's called, on Instagram, creating these crazy posts.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they alienate everybody that is not agreeing with it.
I know.
And this is where the issue is like, you have to be part of a team. I don't care if you pick it or not.
A tribe.
The herd.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, no, because like the majority of people, it goes with the trend, the herd and all that, right?
The herd. So
anyone that goes outside of that is isolated, is canceled, is, you know, humiliated. So but it's like the herd is not always the right ones. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Just because it's trending automatically.
They're going in a direction, but it may not be. It's not the right direction all the time.
How fucked up is
you're
the world that now what's trending is what is right.
Absolutely.
But you know what's crazy too?
It's called sophist of numbers. You know what sophist is?
Yes.
Is a way. So it's called sophist of numbers because they say that this is the truth. But life doesn't work.
Even go deeper than that. The same team that you pick could change the narrative as it's going through. And you're allowed to change teams.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I picked this team. I'm stuck with it until I die.
But that's literally how fake it is.
Yeah,
that's
it's almost like a little dopamine hit, you know, like you're part of the herd and all of a sudden people have validated you like,
sentiment
yeah, you're on our team. Yeah. Yes, exactement.
And Sin, it was something that you said that was so funny when we were eating today. You said, you know, when people say I'm right, I'm actually always right. When you said that, it was funny. But no, man, he said, but usually even before I speak, he would not speak with actually trend or opinion. He will state his opinion. Then he will say, but this is the fact.
Right.
Yeah, because there's two different things between opinions and facts.
That's what I said last week too, on the pod.
So the opinion
literally
is the trending, but then at the end of the day, why the opinion could change or the trending could change, it's because it's not factual.
No.
It's because it was
the truth will always remain the truth. The fact will always remain the fact, regardless of how you interpret it.
But it's not always in the same team.
And it's not always interpreted the right way. Exactly.
But now it's very dangerous because facts are still being...
manipulated.
Kind of manipulated.
100%. But those are not facts.
But those aren't facts.
No,
those are lies.
Yeah. No, but sometimes, like if you
no,
find
information
it,
is being manipulated.
That's it. It's probably
yes, facts but they'll still web this shit so beautifully that people are
but
so
remember,
convinced.
Facts remain facts.
I can put you
truth,
a
right?
fake Nike shoe what, in a beautiful box. You, it's still going to be a fake Nike shoe.
But how
shoe.
Would you describe true. What is fact? What's the description?
No, certain facts are not...
But what's the description
two
of a
plus
fact?
2 + 2 = 4.
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's definitive.
It's definitive.
It's not. We can't argue that.
There's no perception possible.
If you want to argue that
that's
2 + 2 = 4...
Like we're 4 people in this room right now.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Right.
You can't come and say, oh,
there
two
are 6 people in the location.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you want to put it like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact is there are 4 people. But if I want to manipulate that information I was given...
We can say we were 6.
I can say, but we were 6 though.
But this is concrete stuff. I find when it gets really messy is when they do certain researches that can be very biased.
Yeah, but they're biased.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of
things that are based
it's information.
It's information.
Yeah, it is. But it's so it's hard. So it's people use that as a loophole to manipulate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, information,
or
yes.
Orchestrate it
because
as they wish.
We are in a war of information right now. Regardless of what's going on.
For sure.
Oh, and you see it now. Like even more than ever.
I think I feel like since the wave of Donald Trump and COVID.
COVID.
All that the misinformation is.
Way before.
No,
now you see it more. It existed before, but now it's like, yo, it's don't that fast.
Now it's a way strong. But toi, tu l'as dit, since social media came in very strong.
Yeah, for sure. Social media, I think that was one of the main.
Influencers, the word term says it influences you to buy or to believe or to cater to whatever they're trying to say.
Because it's not about giving you the truth. Yeah, it's about having you agree with my truth.
That's
and that's fucked up.
And this was a big debate in the 90s, 2000, that if all opinions had the same value.
They don't carry the same weight.
They
I'm
don't,
sorry.
But today they do.
No, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Today they
right
do.
Right now someone say, but I identify as. That's exactly the example. you could now identify and say, oh, but that's my opinion. It's strong enough.
But it's your truth. It is not the reality.
It's
what he's saying is that now what's happening is that every opinion has the same weight, whatever, power, whatever.
The same.
And this is very, very bad. This is
because I don't agree with that.
It's very dangerous.
You know, I don't agree that it. No, I mean, I hear what you guys are saying. I still don't agree with it because I don't think it should
never
carry the same weight.
For never.
Because I feel like at a certain point, somebody said it. I remember I read this article and they said right now what we're doing, especially mainly in the Western world, we are celebrating mental illness.
That's oh my God.
We are celebrating
Hit that fucking button.
And when I heard that, when I heard that, I was like, God damn, that's it.
Shake my fucking hand.
God damn, that's
it. Do they hear that?
You son of a gun. I'll take it. No, because it's you want to know the crazy thing? So I saw this. It was just a random post on Instagram the other day. And this lady, she was saying, I'm praying for a healthy baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Good thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's allowed to.
Typical response. Here's the response. I find that insulting for the parents that had children with disabilities or any type of health issues.
Shut the fuck up.
No, It was a whole thread.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
It was a whole thread.
Shut the fuck up.
It was a whole thread.
Doesn't this come in the same level of stupidity when they say, when you go to the gym, you're body shaming?
Oh, yeah. But this is worse. I'm praying.
No, no.
I'm praying.
Why is this about other people? Why can't I just have a moment of my own?
For a healthy baby.
At this point, you want me to go even further?
Please.
Not you, but the lady that said I'm praying for a healthy you should start by shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
Voilà.
Yeah, literally.
Let's start literally with this. Because if you wanted to do it only by you for yourself, right? True. Don't go and post it on social media.
Excuse me. I'm offended for all the people out there.
Yes.
That feel this way.
And that's when I said people are muzzled now. Now we literally can't
live
say
for that.
We can't say anything. We can't voice
but
anything.
But you want to
find that contradictory.
At the end of old dads, that's literally the moral of the story. When you see it, you'll understand what we're saying. That was literally the moral of the story.
Because he didn't. But Bill Burr wrote it, directed it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Produced it.
And the thing is, the ending, the way, like you're talking about the muzzling.
Oh, yeah.
He just gave up.
He gave up.
He gave up.
He literally, the moral of the story is, just shut up. Let people say what they want to say.
But this person that wrote
the wife, I hated the wife.
But just don't chew it.
With a passion.
His wife?
Yes, his wife.
Why?
Well, I hated the other guy's wife, but
the other guy's wife, whatever,
is a psychopath.
He was castrated, though. That was different.
Oh, wow. Why did you hate his wife? That's interesting.
Well, one, and without trying to ruin too much, like the priority was to ensure that the son got into that private school, but at the sacrifice of your husband's, you know, his.
So I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is,
she never had his back in any given. What time did she have his back at all?
When he showed up to apologize at the daycare, she wanted to be next to him.
No, and she wanted him to go and apologize.
Well, yeah, but wait.
If anyone had told me to do that, bro.
The thing is, the correlation, and I said this to my kids yesterday when I watched the movie.
What a bad woman is this?
No. Wait. Watch the movie first. Well, watch the movie first.
You'll see. I think you'll agree with me.
No, but maybe again. He's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not a fact.
But wait.
Yeah.
When I was watching the movie,
please.
I literally told my kids that Bill Burr was closely to Besh because.
Oh, for sure.
Because he was, and again, I'm the black dude in the story. You're right?
Yeah.
And it was so incredibly close.
That was good.
Young
I'm
girl.
So scared not to look at this
and he had a vasectomy.
And say, what the hell?
It got through.
I have to watch this now because I'm so lost.
Yeah, you should. You definitely should.
I'm the black dude. The other dude could be Hanny, Francis.
Anybody at this point.
At this point. Why I thought about Bashir was because what you realize with his story of Bill Burr was he was a nervous guy growing up.
What do you mean by nervous?
It's nervous.
Twice.
That
nerveux?
Yeah, nerveux.
You can't translate. It's not what it means
in English.
The way we say nerveux.
Okay, what would be the word?
How do you say it?
Somebody that's edgy.
Yeah, that's nervous.
Antsy? Someone antsy?
Yeah, because nervous, isn't it like nervous/anxious?
Not scared.
Anxious? Yeah.
No. Nervous. Somebody nervous that he doesn't, like anything, he reacts.
But
like
I know what
that
he means.
He's a reactive person.
Yeah, he's not a reactive person. Nervous. Nervous in English.
He's a reactive person.
So he's a reactive person.
Not being the nervous guy.
Bashir went from 0 to 100 very quick.
Yeah.
Then, whatever. It could be cultural, social.
Short-tempered?
Yes, yeah, short-tempered.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. That's exactly what I was going with. Bill Burr's story through the whole thing, where his wife was having an issue.
Okay.
She loved them through, you know.
Yeah.
Thick and thin.
But that was part of the reason why she loved him too. Remember, yes, exactly. That's how he got her.
That's exactly.
Because she, he
and
was,
people always wanted because to
she
change.
Found, she found him.
Short tempered.
Why? No, not because no, he was a, that was a protector.
Protective.
Yeah, because it's the reactive. That's why
the,
you know?
The perception of the thing.
So short temper, Matka, then you, yeah, yeah. You finish your
No, but
your
I'm
point.
Not saying it's yeah. you. I'm saying that it reminded me because when he has his son and then his daughter yeah. after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then he's like, you know what? Fuck the world. I got to focus on my family,
yeah. Yeah.
me and protecting my family. Yeah. So whatever. I'm done. Yeah,
yeah. But even, and, but this is the part that the way I said, what the wife, for me, she never had his best interests was because despite how he was with everyone, you saw he was the greatest father.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was a great father yeah. and everything he was doing was in the interest of his son.
So you think he was misunderstood?
I think he was misunderstood.
By the wife.
But he was
by
always
the
angry.
Wife and society, because remember, this is a society that we live in. So basically, the understanding of it, the thing is like we said at the beginning, it's our generation versus the younger generation.
That's the guy
mentality.
That you said. He said, "I'm not raising. I'm raising a tough
yeah,
guy."
Yeah, I'm not raising that. A pussy.
I'm not raising a pussy. Okay,
that's okay. What
I remember. and when I
you even you,
yeah, no, me.
You say me, you.
When he got a cut, when he tell his son, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, but that's, if you, you know, if you, like, if you ask him when you're going to watch the movie, the black dude is with Bill Burr through the whole thing. He hasn't, but he's more calm.
But it's our story, actually.
Yeah, but that's what I was it's saying.
A, because that's, you know, yeah, you know what's funny is that Sin and I on this, we have
to, no,
we
exactly.
have to you know, he thinks, well, I think, usually we comes to the same value, to the same
yes.
right. game.
Values are the same.
But our
method,
approach.
Vehicle
yeah.
is so different. But actually, you, I think you made me, and I think I said it.
Oh, we made
times.
Each other.
Oh, you could say
that's
this
the thing.
Way.
No, because it goes both ways. You say a lot.
I don't think that I made you more. You beating the persons. Right?
Actually, sometimes yes.
Because of me, you said
no.
You did
sometimes
that.
I'm like I always talk about the extra step, right? Because the thing is, you have to understand. Growing up in the 90s was always kill or be killed type of situation.
100%.
You had to create, and I'm guessing it's the same thing for you. You're born, you pretty much.
Yeah, we're like at the same, we're the same yeah. generation.
Like I find what you say about him, I say about me and her. Oh, we both have the same like.
So we, I'm 82.
I'm 82.
I'm 86.
So you guys are the same. Okay.
No, but what I meant like how you guys are, I think of the same thing of me and Zedalia. We both have different methods of getting there, but we have like usually the same, you know, we have the same, I would say we have the same ideals, same
yes.
like. You know, like
the end game,
goal, end game, but it's just like our methods are a bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand. Like I'm a bit more raw, you know. Whereas Bashir is the
but
raw
then
one,
and
then she's like the more centered, and you're more the more like you know centered one, straightforward.
But the thing is, sometimes I recognize and I realize that his method is more
efficient,
more efficient. When I did it with my son, when I told him,
yeah,
you see, I didn't go through the method of. Listen and this and that. Like no. once you cross that line,
100%.
There's a point of no return.
Yeah, you know. Oh, you already know.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. And I agree with him. The thing is, his threshold is a lot shorter. Let's just say.
But I'll tell you why.
I
could tell you why. I think we had the discussion so many times. And let's have you know. Let's be honest. So we were talking about the shortness. Sometimes, unfortunately, so he's tall. He's tall. He's,
I'm not tall.
You know,
I'm very average.
But you're average. You're 6, almost.
No, 5'10".
Okay. So long story short, so
I like that.
So it does they won't go directly at him the same way they come at me, which is normal, right? They will find it and I don't look imposant at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, you do.
No, at all. When you
no, he doesn't. Not when you look at
when
him.
You don't, when
but
you
when
look
you
at me,
know
when,
him
when
and
you
know his
yeah.
character,
yeah.
that's
when you,
you
know when you
yeah,
know
the character.
Yeah,
after.
When you look
once
at
you
in
know
my
his
eyes,
character, you're like
you
yeah.
see it.
Yeah,
you're
when
like
you
woo.
Know it to my eyes, then you know that something
yeah.
shit gonna.
But that's why
on.
God made you short because He knew you would kill
you
everybody.
Is it like saying
you know what? I have my uncle. He's like my brother. He's short. But God help you, that man has a temper. And that was the joke that we used to say.
So
like
you know
God made
you know,
short.
You know what makes me laugh about this? This is the most beautiful thing that I completely disagree with.
Tell
I knew
me.
That's where you're going.
No,
me
but
too.
It's so funny.
Me.
It's like
the way
saying,
you put it.
I like to go in the extreme just to make sure we have a point. Okay?
Yeah, I love
and,
it.
And please make sure that we don't get that canceled. If you have to
no, I'm not cutting off anything.
Okay, so let's say I'll go in all example, and I won't choose just one. Okay, let's say we say, Armenians are getting genocide because that's what they deserve. That's, you know, that's like the temper they have to.
Oh, I see. Black,
you were slave because this is what they were made for, because
one does not justify the other.
No, exactly. It's not true. I can guarantee you that with the education I had, this I can give you that. With the education I had, with the violence I was born in, I could tell you that I would have had this temper 6 foot or 2 foot.
100%.
Okay.
But what she's saying, it would have been worse, but I don't think so.
No, I can. I think he still carries it.
No, I'm not saying that.
I can tell you something.
Yeah, yeah. Generational too.
I might think it's more this. I have studied without making it on purpose. When I wanted to play soccer with the university, they said choose any stuff just to be in the team.
Okay.
And one, I said, okay, I'll take any course. One of them was a difference between sex and gender. Something really interesting came up from that course is that anyone could be anything with the surrounding that he has, right? It could be
100%
nurture versus nature.
Exactly.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And in my case, let's say you say, oh, I have a strong temper. I think if I would have been 6 foot, I would have this exact 100%. Same.
It's just something that they say, to joke they around. Say,
yeah, but
I understand what you're saying about it. It doesn't.
I think one part. I think what she means.
The short guy has this temper.
No,
sometimes
but
to
you know what it is.
But
you still have an advantage because some people, because of society, won't see it coming, right? Because you know, like,
that's
oh
what
yeah,
I was gonna say.
This,
on the surprise,
you know what I mean?
Part. It's like, but what I was trying to say is that sometimes the reason why I was less tolerant,
oui.
Okay, is because I know he's coming to hurt me.
Yep.
So I had to say
yes.
I see me saying to hey, back off was not enough.
No.
Sin or Jay first, telling yeah. back off maybe was enough. And me, I would have to say, I'm going to give you maybe a chance or just take action.
Right.
And then he would have backed off yeah. obligatoirement, yeah. unfortunately. Because
it is unfortunate that is how it is.
But that's why yes. I said, see, sometimes I have conditioned myself to be so reactive quickly because I know that if it was not the case, yes. I would have given them a real advantage. And it's a,
yes.
like you said.
But you said it best. You conditioned yourself. That's why.
100%.
Because you had to be on the ready.
He wasn't born with it. He conditioned himself because of the nature, the nurture of where he grew up.
Like anger, hate, all that stuff like that.
Not
we're not born with it.
It was defensive.
It's defensive. The circumstances.
No. I'm just saying in general. Like these are things that we're all conditioned ourselves.
You see the people that has this complex? I know a lot of short guys that have, and I see it.
What they call the Napoleon.
The Napoleon. I see it in them. Right. I see that they're really complex with it. Why? They will do jokes on the others to upgrade themselves and put them down. Just
yeah, the
you know,
great
just
people.
This the great people. This is something that you can see in that frustration, that anger. Me, anywhere I go, everyone will tell you, Bashir is the nicest person on earth,
hands down.
Unless
most respectful
unless,
guy.
Unless they did something that had to be done and had to be rectified, and say this guy is a complete psycho, right? No, it's true, no sin. It's,
no,
it's,
no, no,
it's the truth.
But again, the people that say you're psycho because they don't understand the reaction to the action.
No, the men, they will say, why would you do that?
And but they, also, they don't why should they have to understand
Bravo.
It too?
Bravo. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
It's the truth.
That makes sense. No, but meaning because they were like, oh, this was an overreaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing is, I believe mostly people, when they come and see people, they put them in subcategories already from the get-go.
Seriously.
True.
But by the way, the overreaction is definitely the way I grew up. It has nothing to do with my height. It's because
where
I was raised, I came up from a war zone. So for us, it was kill or be killed. Hey. So for me, I don't fight to... I will never fight or I will never play not to win or not to destroy the other person.
Yeah.
Because in the way we were... When we were raised,
it's the conditioning.
Oh, it's a one, it's black or white.
Yeah.
And we had that discussion so many times.
But that's the thing. There's the high, the biggest issue here. Like, not issue, the biggest... influence
challenge.
Here is how you reacted to whatever happened to you.
Absolutely.
And whatever family education.
So
if you look at Israel right now, sadly, or Palestine, either or, the way they're showing and portraying videos now online about, oh, we have to cleanse this or kill this, survive this and that. A lot of people have hatred of their parents and the parents before. A lot of people are racist because of the parents and the parents before.
That's true.
Of course, it's the conditioning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So again, now the issue where we have today in society is to, can you blame them less because they were raised in that?
I can't blame anyone less for that because you have to be.
Yeah.
It's just me. I'm sorry. Because if I can, you know, go outside of my conditioning and my programming.
You have to realize that you are conditioned.
Yeah, but I still will realize, and I still will take the opportunity.
You have to take accountability.
And sometimes you don't have to realize on your own. If someone else is, if you have like five people telling you something, You know what I mean? About
no,
yourself.
No, but that's the thing.
That's something that you should be able to reflect.
But imagine you're in a tribe that everybody's racist.
That's the tribe. But outside the tribe.
Through your whole adult life.
No, I know.
And then all of a sudden you travel, right? These people that never left the countries. Mm-hmm. Like the United States, a lot of Americans don't know much.
Ignorant.
Exactly. Because they are surrounded by the people that they are.
Yeah.
And whatever they know about the outside world is what they saw in the little
Sometimes they don't even know about their own states.
They don't know about their own states. No, they don't know about their own states.
And now you put them in that situation. They're 25 plus of age, right?
Yep.
And then they're like, wait, what? What's going on? No, this is not true. This cannot be true. Yeah. When they think that all Arabs are terrorists, it's not because they can educate. Because the only thing they see on their media,
CNN,
TV, and
Fox.
Movies,
yep.
and movies are about Arabic
and
terrorists.
The surroundings. But do you know how great you are to be able to recognize this on your own self? That okay, I'm being programmed. I could maybe or fix it or at least know that and may deal with this.
I think guys give me too much credit because Why? I feel like in terms of, I feel like some people just don't, it's not just about me, right? It's not just about me. It's about like everyone else that I encounter. If I choose to remain like, you know, ignorant to whoever I am and just remain like, okay, you know what? I grew up with, you know, Catholic, you know, Christian values. I'm not supposed to broaden my, and like, I'm not supposed to agree with someone who's, you know, like whether you're Muslim or Jewish or whatever like that. Like, what service am I doing? What service am I bringing to not just to myself or to others around me, right?
So 5% of people in this planet have your thinking.
I feel like there's more. I'm just afraid.
To live in Montreal because.
And amen to that.
That's what I'm saying. If you live somewhere in the bayou
you know, but
or the Mississippi.
I got lucky because, like I said, because of where I grew up.
The bias is there already.
I was born in Trinidad. In Trinidad, we have so many cultures and religion, and everybody celebrates each other's because you know why? Like I said, we have the most holidays in the world.
Yes.
And we embrace that. Dude, you see Christian people celebrating Hindu holidays.
So
we celebrate Eid,
right?
Everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's beautiful.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
0.02% of the population.
I'm saying. You are being blessed by this, and on plus you have the brain to go with it. That's what I believe.
So Trini people are the hope of the future.
But yes. not all
I'm
the time,
board.
You know.
Why not coconut?
We also do a lot of both.
I'm not saying
I'm
not saying you guys are perfect. I'm just saying that is actually
I think we were. I wish I knew this. Like, I think it's a bit it's a bit different now. Now there's like a lot of racial politics that are involved now between like Afro like Trinidadians and Indo Trinidadians, but you know it is what it is. But I just think personally though, like I'm just trying to say, is like it's so easy to be like you said before, stuck in your own, you know.
I'm
bubble.
Not justifying their
but
ignorance.
that's what I don't want to do.
But I'm saying sadly, if you go like even what's going on in France, what we were talking about before,
Benzema, so bad.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, he just said that he prayed for the Palestinians, literally, and he was giving money to help the Gaza kids. And they said he's born in France.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? He played for the national team of France. He lived almost all his life in France.
But just say he's born in France. It's enough for me.
But born, there's passport babies. But there's passport babies.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can come give birth here.
Okay, je comprends.
You know
what
I mean? I'm saying
that
his whole culture
is French.
He's French.
And they said that. And then all of a sudden, the prime minister of, I don't know what, of immigration or something, just said that he associates with terrorism.
Yeah.
And then because of that, they're like, I think we should do sanctions and maybe remove him of his citizenship. But I'm like, but if it would have been a white friend.
Because they want to make an example.
Yeah, but okay, I get it. But what's the example?
What's the example?
Do you know how many
if he would have been white and you would have removed
said
his...
that in France right now
lot.
As we speak.
Yeah.
They're like completely, they're actually even more, they're condemning Israel and they didn't even took that kind of action towards them. And because Benzema is saying it.
Yes.
He's being
because
like,
they have to remind you who you are in your place.
Yes, that's it. They have to use someone as an example.
But I get that. But if they remove his French citizen, where does he go? Where does he?
It
what's
doesn't
his
matter.
Country?
It's still a fear that they're putting on other people, right?
Oh yeah.
You're right. It's your point. The message is not for him. The message is for anyone else who decides that they want to speak up.
Okay,
that's right.
I agree. So let's say I agree. Yeah. So why is that threat didn't go to all the others that said that before him?
Because he's an influencer.
Exactly.
He's a role model.
He has more impact.
Huge people. I unfortunately, I don't know their name because they're political French people.
Yeah, yeah.
But or they didn't, and after whatever those people did, must have caused something that ricocheted, and then now they're like, yeah, we're not going to go through that. We're going to cut this before it begins.
To a point that, you know, Allahu Akbar in Arabic means God
is big. Yes, and they're trying to attack this now. And they're
saying that every time somebody says that, he's like, yeah, that means terrorism. He's like, no, it means God is big.
We want to know the funniest part?
They're praying. And
even me, I was like, no, but wait, thank God for...
But let me just finish the whole phrase. What happened was, they're like, yeah, but he just says God is big. He's like, yeah, but... Did you realize in every movie or every time you hear a terrorist explode,
that's what he says before?
So I'm like, but that does not remove.
This is where I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's
true. So yesterday I was watching UFC.
Yes.
And Islam Hazmat, Shimaev. No, it was when Islam won. You were hearing people screaming, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, at first my brain was conditioned like to be like.
Somebody's going to blow up.
Yeah, but then thank God for my, you know, for I have Muslim friends, you know. Who actually, you know,
and you know where the fight was, right?
Oh yeah, of course it was. It was in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, exactly. So it's surrounded by.
And that's why I said I had to recondition my brain because I'm thinking about like, oh, the first thing that I went to was like, oh shit, what's about to pop off?
How terrifying!
You know what I mean?
But how terrifying if you really think about it.
I think we're repeating it over and over again.
So you're a smart man at your age, and at with my everybody age, I still that had you a know, moment. Still had a moment.
I had a moment.
Now imagine people that didn't have the luxury of your life and meeting so many different cultures, society.
But can I ask a question? Mm. At the time, we're Christian, and I'm Christian, by the way. Just to make it like it's not a biased comment. At the time, we're Christian, used to kill millions, not one.
Yeah.
Millions of people, like just talking, like there's that big
just in the name of religion.
No, they would say in the name of Jesus.
That's true.
Okay, and
every time I would hear the name of Jesus, I should be scared.
I should be scared. And you know what? They're right now they're talking about the autochton.
Mm. Yeah, the natives.
Right now, the native.
Yeah, and the indigenous
like,
people.
There's that big thing right now is happening that all that they used to kill them.
Yes, they did.
In the name of Jesus, guys. Yeah. All the massacre happened in America from top to bottom was in the name of Jesus. So where are we going with this? Yeah. Where are we going? So every time if we that double standard, we go back and we say, hey, no one can say the name of Jesus anymore.
No.
People need to be coherent.
Yeah, but
whatever it is.
So we're that generation, we're old enough that we went through cinema in the sense that we saw the movies in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I know what movies we're talking
about. So in the 80s, the villains, because of the Cold War, were the Russians.
Ooh.
So every time you would hear a Russian guy speak in front of you, you're like, oh, you're KGB.
Yeah.
Remember? Remember? And then late 90s, early 2000s, all the bad people were Arabs, terrorists.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar and the whole shebang.
And
True Lies and all of them, right?
Yeah.
And then because of today, that is still fundamentally true for today's society that Arabs, terrorists.
So the ultimate evil are like Islam, Makachev, and those guys, Shimaev, because they're Russian.
Exactly.
And yet they're
Muslim.
That's KGB terrorists.
Oh, no, damn. You know.
And at the time, there was...
They're fucking Ukraine and Israel at the same
time.
Jesus.
God damn. This is just Joe's guy. We're being sarcastic, but obviously.
Yeah, no.
But it's
at the time. Have you ever watched this movie Jamais sans ma fille?
Yeah, Never Without My Daughter.
I know the name.
The Iranian story.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. This was after.
I love the fact that you said it's an Iranian.
Not Without My Daughter. She was. Oh yes. It was a white lady, right?
With Jodie Foster, married to an Iranian doctor.
I went at this time. I dated a Quebecoise, and the lady said, the mom said to the lady, "Watch out." He's dangerous. Have you ever watched the movie?
About you?
Yeah, I'm like,
because he's Arabic. Because the thing is, at one point, they're not even Arab. Yeah, but white people don't realize the difference between Persians, Arabs, and Muslims. They're all the same.
There's this guy, there was that war with the 9-11, after the 9-11, there was that murder of an unfortunate Indian guy that had the only thing the guy that killed... He said, the only thing that I regret is that he was not an Arab. I thought he was an Arab.
Yeah.
What?
I was like, how?
And Mo said it as a joke. He's like, I feel bad for all the Latinos that look like Arab right now.
Yes.
He's like, I feel bad
for
them.
The guy like Bukala.
Yeah,
he's right.
Mo Amer. Like,
He was like, sadly now.
His name is Sherbil, no?
No, it's Mo Amer or something. And even Inside Man, the Spike Lee joint.
Yeah.
When there was the whole terrorism going on, right? And they took the cab driver that was Punjabi. And he's like, yo, I'm not even Arabic or Muslim.
Arab, leave me
I'm
alone.
Punjabi. What the hell? But everybody
doesn't
together,
matter.
You look like them. We don't understand you. You're them.
Yeah, like everybody's super hyper defensive and trying to, follow their own narrative.
It's constant conditioning too. Keep in mind,
it is
even for the Quebecer community. Let's be honest here. The reverse happened to them too. I'm not gonna. A lot of Quebecers for a lot of things, les bougons and stuff like that.
100%.
Every time you hear you talk about a Quebecer, he's on welfare, right?
That's not true.
Rednecks or in the States, we're doing this.
Maybe an Oshlaga, but...
Okay, whatever. But Oshlaga is really nice.
If you go to Quebec, they're the most welcoming people on earth.
Yeah,
actually very similar to, like, outside the big cities.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very similar...
To the immigrants.
To our culture.
Yeah.
Very family-orientated, very giving.
I was engaged to a Quebecer, so trust me, I know. Yeah. Like you said, like, the family values were there. Like, a lot of stuff were there that I could have identified with. That I actually identified with, and I was like... I'm like,
can you stop using that word identify as, please?
With. Identified with.
You're triggered.
Yeah, I have to use it.
You know what?
That we had in common.
I identify as a 6 foot guy. You can't look like that. You have to be like this.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll get a neck brace.
Please. Hey, talking about, let's go. This subject sometime. You know, we were talking about the people get offended for other people. Can you explain to me something since I'm sure it happened to you? So, You're
assuming already?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm offended.
I assuming? Yeah, you should.
I feel a certain type of way too.
Yes. You should. I'm going to assume that you're the good looking friend amongst your peers, right?
Damn. He's saying your group is.
I say, no, I hear no lie right now, but okay.
Oh.
So does it ever happen to you that, you know, a guy wants to talk to you and then you have all your friends
cock blockers?
You see, she smiled. She knows exactly.
No, no.
she's like, you are not gonna get me in trouble.
She can't snitch.
No, she can't. But I'm gonna tell you why I came back to that, because it's so fantastic. How dare use your success and putting themselves up front. This is what they want.
Did she sign up for that success?
they want it.
It's natural.
I didn't say that, but they want the attention that you're getting by putting themselves between the guy that wants to talk to you and you.
Right.
Who are they?
To stand bodyguards. In my way?
Bodyguards.
Did you need a boy to be able to take on the grenade, remember?
So I don't know. I've never had that situation, if I'm being very honest.
Oh, yeah. You never had
I've never had that.
Okay, so when you went on vacation, let's have fun here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you went with three girls, right?
Yes,
oh, fuck sin. That guy.
Yes, sin.
They're facts. Strong. There's facts. High five for this one. And do we hear that? Do the pip for me. Thank you.
I feel like the setup.
He can't even hear it. His headphones are here.
Give it to me.
There's a setup that's happening right here, now. He's structuring. Tadayus, be very careful. He's structuring.
Not at all. Now, again. No. Again, I'm just saying. I'm not saying in your group there is. Some groups are very happy.
Back to what you were saying.
No,
Three girls, one vacation.
They went on vacation.
Okay, so if I would ask you, who was the most popular one of the three?
My friend.
One of my Brazilian
friends, yes.
Okay, so because when she was being approached, what were you and her other friend doing?
Oh, we were like, I was reading, listening to music.
Okay,
my other friend. We're fine. As long as she's okay and comfortable, it's great.
Hold on a second. I don't think he's done yet.
Yeah,
No. There's groups like that. There's healthy groups.
Yeah.
That's a healthy group. I believe that this is because...
Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, it's because... You don't miss that attention. You okay? You get that attention.
No, but that's it. But
I mean, I'm comfortable in who I am. I'm comfortable with my level of attractiveness. I also am not in competition with my friends. I've never wanted that.
I don't think it's you.
But
being
it's not in me, and I can't envision myself being that
way
either.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
You know, I love I love my friends. She is a beautiful woman.
What do we call it? You know, the people that help.
Wingman.
We're the
all
best
day.
Guys.
I'm a great wing woman.
But depends, sometimes, depends on the guys. Sometimes I'm going to say, you know, sometimes it's like,
sorry?
Hey, wait, this nigga just sabotage me.
Like, yeah, so, so yes, I could say she is a beautiful, attractive woman. 100%. I had no surprise that men were approaching her. My only thing was, as long as you're safe, you know, that's the most important thing.
No, the safety thing, I get it 100%. Because in general.
But there was never that feeling.
But in general, again, we're generalizing. That's why I said it's a healthy group.
Yes.
Right? And you guys are super different.
We are very different.
That's
very different.
That's a different dynamic to that too. But usually when you have a group of people, guys and girls, don't get me wrong.
Right.
You always have one that attracts or is the most popular one.
100%.
And then you have one in the middle that's the wing woman or the wing man that is always trying to be part of the...
the Trump, action.
Like, you get one, I'll take the other one. And then there's that one that doesn't get attention that gets angry.
And they cock block.
And we have that. We have that in guys. But we have
this
guys
happened
like
to me
too.
In high school, because this is very, very immature behavior. But it did happen in high school where
it is immature behavior. But
it is.
I see a lot of grown ass.
No, but I'm saying for me, I experienced this in high school. I'm not saying like
that means
I'm
that she doesn't surround herself with that type of people anymore.
Like, I just don't align. But I remember in high school that happened to me where I liked this guy all throughout high school, and one of my closest friends at the time in high school, she knew who I liked.
And she went straight
to
him. And
she ended up dating him.
She gave him the nookie.
Yeah. Did she give you the check?
No, but did she give you a heads up?
Nope. I found out
she wasn't your friend.
Oh, she was fired.
She was your competition. She was scoping you the whole time.
Not necessarily.
She had ugly ass toes, too.
I saw a movie, a teenage movie.
And it started.
No. Wait. Let me ask you this. If the guy would have came and said, I'm interested in your friend. Because you only had a crush.
Right.
Nothing was. You didn't date. Nothing happened, right?
No. But then I got angry again later on.
Sid, I am so excited. How are you going?
Yes.
Please.
No, because the thing is,
just to add to that. So the guy that I liked all throughout high school, right? 5 years later, outside of high school, I was talking to another friend who was close to him. And he said to me, yeah, but he had a crush on you the whole time, too. He just thought you knew, but it's because your friend said he wasn't interested. That you weren't interested.
I told you that wasn't your friend.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This girl was your competition the whole time. You just didn't know.
I was just too good. Kind.
You were too good.
I was too good and kind.
No, you weren't good enough because you didn't catch that shit.
She had to.
Yo, what the hell are you trying to do to me right now?
I know nothing. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Call him back. No.
No.
Hey, bitch.
No.
Oh, you weren't mad enough to tell me that shit?
No. Wow.
No, because it's funny that I saw a teenage movie.
What's
thing.
It called?
What was it called? I have to remember. I saw it with the kids. And the main girl. Wait. Oh, it's the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
the bar mitzvah thing.
Oh, I want to see that one.
Okay. Yeah, the bar mitzvah thing. And
I heard it was all right. It was funny.
No, it's not.
It's not funny?
No, it's not.
Fucking Adam Sandler.
No, he's just, you know, milking that quick, easy money.
It's the name.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And the story was, his daughter was best friends with his girl.
That's his real life daughter who played in the movie, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that nose.
His wife was in it, too. Like, basically, he had his $2 and his wife.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That was a bad movie.
Thank you. I didn't watch it yet. But.
I watched it half. I watched one portion with my wife. I was like, oh, my God. And then I didn't stop commentating on the thing. And she said, please get the fuck out.
That's enough now.
You're on timeout.
So you remember
the daughter having a crush on the boy, the dumb boy, the skater blonde guy.
I just saw the part where she...
And then her best friend.
The lady on her bar mitzvah.
She ruined her.
Yeah, yeah.
And her best friend gets
yes,
gets
I
because
saw that
the
beginning.
Guy.
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
now.
But it's the guy that approached the girl. And she's like, I never got attention. You never got attention. You had a crush on him. But
he came up
so
to me.
Up.
He came up to me. Well, again, can you call a shotgun on somebody you don't have?
I think out of respect, you might have to.
But there's a respect there. Yeah, there's a respect.
Unless you don't give a shit about your friendship.
You know what? If
yeah, but you have those friends that always fall in love with everybody. Like, they call shotgun on everything.
Look, that's different.
There was a story when I went to, actually, the only time I went in Algeria, and I have one of my best friends. We were so close. And then I saw him saying, oh, this lady. I was like, okay.
Leave some for the poor.
There's limits.
Me, I was at the opposite. Okay, I'm with you on anyone. But don't worry about it. Like, you know, I got you. This is the one you want. But even if you would like 10 million ladies, I would have did everything for him. And then one of these came to me, right?
Oh.
And then I said, Not even me. And Sin will recognize me right away there. I came to him and I said, listen, this one, she came to me. I think you should, you know, let it go.
Yeah, X her.
She came to me. Let me do my stuff. You have like all of the others.
You have a harem over there.
But even if you wanted her, she doesn't want you. I'm telling you. Go talk to her. She will tell you. But I'm that guy, right?
Yeah, it's honest.
And in the opposite, you know what he did?
No.
He went and I had a very good reputation. He said, this guy is not a family man. He's a this. He's a bad people. He's a,
imagine.
Some stuff that I could not say here. And that was like...
The greedy.
You know, there's a saying they say, because, you know, I love honesty. I appreciate honesty. I live by that. And I love when people are direct and honest. I mean, okay?
That would have been the best thing. But if I would have done that with Sin, you know what Sin would have done? I got you. Let me fix it.
Honest. Let me help you.
We'll fix it together.
Yeah, because that's honest and honest, right? But one thing I remember this quote, and it's to this day, they go, the first trees they cut down are the straight ones.
Yep.
And that's what happens is when you're honest, you're the first one to be cut down.
Okay, I got it.
But you know what? You know
the crooked ones, no, you know what?
And strong about crooked. This is wrong podcast.
I like that.
So what's beautiful... What's beautiful about this is that I believe it's the other way around. You know, if I am or if you guys are being the straight and you're being cut for this, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you, God.
Yeah.
If this is the way it happened, I still did what I had to do with him.
Yes.
Actually, he got caught and he got what he deserved. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, I was like, oh, yeah. Let me make you pay properly. I'll show you how it is.
I'll tax you.
I'll tax you, yeah. Right? And at the end, still at the end of the day, I just said, you will still lose. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
You will still lose because everything will still come to the same. And I would actually come, I'm the people that...
Would tell you.
No, that would put everyone into the same room and say, let's go. Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
Right? And then the people that thought they were cutting or that they backstabbed me, I said, oh yeah, no. I'll wait. I'll be patient. I'll actually set you up with that person that you did because I heard not from him that he did the bad thing. I heard that for someone else.
Mm.
And I said, okay. So then I brought everyone together. I did what I had to do. He looked like
shorter, an idiot.
Yeah, shorter than me. And then what happened? I said, okay. Now you lost. Now you suck.
Exactly.
You see. And if the other way around, he thinks that, you know, they can cut you off or they can.
But it's not a bad thing, right? Because it's kind of making room.
It's saving you time.
100%. Oh, yeah. It makes life a lot calmer and peaceful.
So that's why when we say that there's people sabotaging you, I think it's because you are being the person that needs these person just to have person around you because you should not be people like that.
No,
having people
I agree.
Like that around
shit,
you.
That's actually pretty true.
Yep.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's funny. Like, yeah, it's like going back to saying, like, your circle now, that would never happen because you...
I don't align with that.
I don't align with it.
So but you trim those short, street trees.
Everybody trims. Yes. Yeah, everybody trims.
I usually have a pretty good judge of character. And the minute that I feel manipulated or anything like that, you're out. It's not even... I don't even have a conversation. It's just boom, out, done, disconnect. I'm done. I don't want that.
Having a different opinion doesn't mean that they mean bad thing for you, but
no.
Doing bad stuff to you.
Yes, exactly.
No, doing and having different ideas is two different things.
I have friends that are vastly different from me.
Absolutely.
100%. And I love that, the variety and everything. But for me, it's when there's disrespect, when there's malice. When there's all of that stuff. You could see it. You know what I mean? We're not children anymore. You could see it a mile away. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not partaking in this. I really don't care. I don't need the friends. You know what I mean? I don't need to make new ones. So it's like out.
No new friends, Nathan. No new friends. Yeah, but you're right, actually.
I'd like to kind of bring it back to something earlier I wanted to ask you. It was more about, as Sin mentioned, and you yourself, you mentioned, you did have some change, right? In terms of how you react to certain, interact and do certain, like what brought the change and like, how do you maintain it?
My responsibilities.
But you always had responsibilities.
Not like that.
Like which part? Like you mean when you had your first child or what made?
So I'll tell you the exact moment.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Because most people know the moment that it happened.
Oh yeah, I could tell you. So I already did a huge steps about me. So already I took a choice about trying to have a professional soccer career. Which you know I needed to have no record,
okay,
no nothing. So
right.
I had to calm down because I was very close to. I had to keep peace for a certain amount of time. So this was okay, but then I was still very, very reactive. Something would I would hit. Then actually it was with you that happened. You remember that day? So there was two brothers. Something happened. And in the field, on the field, whatever, And then I beat the 2% together. And then cops, they called the cops. They were in the wrong like a million percent. Even Sin at the time, he said, listen, you guys do what you have to do. No one gets involved. Let them deal with
this.
Oh,
you're talking about that event.
Yeah. But that event, this is the changing point, right?
Right.
And I just had my second son. Oh, my, actually, she was pregnant of my second son.
Okay.
And I saw how quick it was not the same generation that if there's an issue,
you handle it.
You handle it like a man, you deal with it. And there are people that said, I thought there was something, they said, we're going to kill, we're going to this and that. And they were renowned as a name. I was like, you know what? At least if I deal with these kind of people, we could deal it like a man and then pass up to the next one, right? Whoever wins.
Yeah.
No, they called the cops. Wow. And the cops came to my house and I was like, whoopah, thank God. All the witnesses were like,
actual witnesses.
He defended himself. No. And then I said, if I would have came on this one and they would have the I have no witnesses, Sin was not there, no one was there, I would have actually
lost like time. You would have
been time with my kids. Yeah. Time, because it was bad, right? So I was like, oops, oh, I need to
walk away sometimes.
No, I just need to do what Sin told me to do.
What was that?
without, I'm so sorry, I have to bring it this way. But it was like, make sure that at least take one step before, do the warning. See sometime from where it came from.
Yeah.
Ask someone. You know, sometimes maybe the person just had a bad day.
Right.
Right? Before you do what you have to do. And then if...
But that's a very mature way.
Yeah, like go through that buffer, right?
Yeah, just this is the only thing. But then after, maybe I'll do what I have to do.
Yes,
but at least I did all that. And then the person, sometimes they disarmed themselves and sometimes they actually do apologize.
Yes.
Because that's they say, true. I don't back off.
That's true.
I won't back off. But I say, but why are you doing... What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong.
Yeah, let's have a conversation.
Let's have a conversation. Yeah. Are you sure you want to do this? You know, is there any reason why you're doing it? And even he laughs sometimes when I do it. I said, no, let's see why he's doing this. He looks at me and say, you're being a grown people. You're grown ass guy.
You've grown up.
You're grown up.
And how do you maintain it?
Just thinking about, especially now, daughter, my career is very good. You know, I'm doing well professionally and personally.
And
because you have a lot to lose.
Just to add to what he's saying. Whatever he's talking right now is in sports, but he used that in relationships, work.
Absolutely.
But that was my point. Yeah, that was my goal.
I'm a genuine person too. It doesn't. I don't think I should be an example or I should be a person to point, because when I do something, and you know me, so you know it's more than true. If I do something, I do it all over the place.
Yeah.
Professionally, personally, in sports, and whatever I do. So if I take a decision there, I will take it. All over the
across
place.
The board,
like you're consistent, like
and
that.
Everything. Yeah. So if I say, example, I'll eat healthy, I'll just be healthy everywhere.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how I am.
I mean, it's easier that way too, right?
Same. Because it's
like when you usually say the jokes. I try to not lie because I think everyone sometimes.
Everyone lies.
Well, sometimes you have to.
But I hate lies, and I always usually be direct and as much as white because it's easier. Because
it
when
is
you lie,
easier.
You have to invite the lie first.
And you have to remember,
and then you have to create and consistently. 100% work on that. Like, so I'd rather just tell you the truth and then deal with the consequences much easier.
Yeah, 100%. Trust.
That is
taking in truth.
That's the story of my life.
I know.
Especially as you get older, right? You start forgetting shit. You're like, did I say that? I don't remember.
Story of my life. Like, every time, there's no point in lying. I'm like,
this is what it is.
Yeah,
please.
I did it.
And it's so like, good.
Oh, yeah,
it feels great. And it's so gratifying. It
doesn't always feel good.
No, because the repercussion of it, it's even sometimes,
bad, good.
Sometimes you're like, oh my God, I could have lied on this one.
Yeah.
And avoid so many shit.
What he said.
But.
Story of my life.
But we're so idiot that we're going to just say, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
And you deal with it.
Right.
And then you literally deal with it. Yep.
You literally have to go through.
That's why I created a third option, though.
Which one is
there's
it?
There's saying the truth, lie, or leave.
A mission. Oh,
but when you can't leave, that's the issue.
No.
Yeah.
Love me, lie to me, or leave me. Shit.
No, just leave. Because the thing is, you're going to put me in a position where this is going to end worse than me leaving. So I'm just going to leave.
I feel like leaving is the worst one because leaving doesn't give any closure.
But at the same time, that's what it is.
I still have closure, but with a calmer... sorry to cut you off.
No, please.
With a calmer head.
Yes.
The situation at the bar, ironically speaking...
Oh, yeah. You left?
She explained her opinion.
Okay.
And I was
the
like,
friend.
Is this someone that you're friends with?
No, I'm really good friends.
Okay.
I love her to death. She's an amazing person. but we don't necessarily agree on everything.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that's okay. Yeah. Like I said, so I explained to her that it wasn't a disrespectful thing or whatever. It wasn't my intention. It was just to see.
All this time, did the friend, the other person that you did it to, in that sense, did that person notice anything?
They didn't notice anything, but then she told me.
But that's okay.
She told me afterwards that it seems that she did know, she heard the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't notice you looking at her.
No,
but
she didn't notice.
It would have been impossible, I think, because she was in front of me.
And then when she heard the conversation, what was her?
But I left. Okay. So what happened was, I was like, anyway, on that night, on that note, I'm out. I'm gone.
That's so sick.
Yeah. True. Drop mic.
I just left. That was the day where I did the video with the cops.
Oh, that day.
That's exactly what that was.
Oh, okay, okay.
And for everybody that was wondering, it was nothing. They just blocked my car. They were arresting somebody else.
He did it for the views.
Yeah. No, I was shadow banned.
He did it for the algorithm.
I was shadow banned that day. That's why.
Wow.
But so 2 days maybe later,
yeah,
she reached out. We talked about it in a calm head.
You guys are good.
We still agreed that we didn't disagree. That's like, okay. No, we agreed to disagree. Yeah, exactly. And that was that. And now we're cool and everything. Now she's going to be mad at me again. Because
you brought it up?
Yeah.
But nobody's, there was no challenging.
It's just perspective.
Because the reason why I can't even give a proper perspective because I don't know what happened. Yeah. So it's hard for me to actually give
the issue today is navigating through everybody's triggers, everybody's emotions, no-nos and doo-doos.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's not like I download all your
you shouldn't have to
and you shouldn't have to you can't walk on eggs every time everywhere you go. At the end of the day, if people are
I glide
but they say like a tourist in a glass shop, you know, that's me. That's me right now. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna break everything. There's no time to walk on eggshells for everything.
The only thing,
tell me what's going on.
That's the thing. That's why
it's not my responsibility how other people feel.
But it is a little bit. Because you're stuck with the consequences of the bad attitude, their moodiness.
It is a little bit.
So you're stuck with that.
But I'm responsible about my decisions, my choices.
But your choices might impact the other person.
Sedalia.
But you still have to be thoughtful. I'm not saying you're going
to
be thoughtful.
You need to be.
But I'm still responsible.
How I feel, especially when I have, you know, triggers of my own, which I do, and all of that.
Wow.
I'm just, you know, putting it out there.
Wow.
We're good.
It's the old age, huh?
No, because she does listen to the pod. So I know I'm doing all
this. I'm talking about the person.
So yeah, I do have my triggers. I have all of that. But I also am old enough and I feel healed enough.
Wise enough to
realize it's me. I know it's me, but I just want to talk about it. You know what I mean? And it's my responsibility to...
But that's you.
But
the person in front of you, that's not necessarily your growth.
I know that, but I'm just saying we have to take responsibility for our feelings, for our shit. Yeah, 100%.
And she's right.
True.
But my feelings weren't necessarily touched. Like she explained, I explained, and I was like,
yeah, hi. And the other person.
In this situation, with Aldo, I don't know who it is. I'm sure I know her in a certain way, but with whatever it is, as long as you are not disrespectful toward example.
But some people find disrespect when there isn't.
No, but that's the thing. When people, where people find it is, and where it is for real, there's not even a thin line. I don't think there is. Hey,
I don't agree with you because sadly people define what is disrespectful.
Let me just try to finish, and I will. I know where you're going with this, right?
Exactly, respectfully. Shut the fuck up.
Example to you? No, it's not. No, I'm giving you an example. If I come here, and again, with the extreme, I think everything could be very quick.
You can find a reason within anything.
It's just easier to give an example in the extreme. I'll go with myself like that. I don't hurt everyone's feeling. Someone come here, and start to do short jokes right away. Doesn't know the shit out of me. Hey, you. For me, this is disrespectful.
Of course.
Give me a sec. For me, this would be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're attacking directly my person. Like, I would come and say, hey, are you Kabil, blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, but we...
What did you just say?
Exactly. So, right? It's not me coming and, example, talking to Jay, having fun with Jay and hurting Sin's feeling. This is worse. This is his issue or your issue.
Yes.
If what we have here bothers you. If it comes straight to you and I say something about you being disrespectful to you, that's my responsibility.
Correct.
Now, if I talk to him and this hurts you, then this is your responsibility. That's what I meant.
Yes.
No, I get what you're saying.
For me, this is where I think no, it's not our complete responsibility, and there's not even a thin line, but if I comes to you directly, then I have to analyze you or to acknowledge right. my relation that I have with you
right.
to allow myself to do whatever joke it is or whatever comment it is, right?
Mm-hmm. But I'll give you the reverse. Vas-y. So it's like going to somebody's house, right?
Okay.
And they have specific things they do there.
100%.
That you might find disrespectful, but for them it's...
I don't go to the house.
Okay, fair enough. But you don't know that until you're there, right? First. Because I was at the club. I didn't know who was disrespectful, or else I would have done it.
But
just
was,
to avoid.
Was it her house, her club?
But she was there. I went and joined her.
Okay, you went to join her. So at this point...
She was with her friends. I was there alone.
At this point, let's say I agree. Us not knowing that example, we do...
I didn't know it was a trigger, so...
Okay, but then at this point, but then you go to someone's house. Mm-hmm. In your case, you go to someone's house, and then you said they did something bad, not you did something bad.
Wait, what?
When you went to someone's house,
mm-hmm.
they the one that did something that would trigger you.
Yes.
Not you did something that triggers them. Because
well, it could go either way.
Okay, but if I go to someone's house...
The example of finishing a plate. Certain cultures, if you finish the plate, that's disrespectful.
I love it. I love it. I love that example.
No, you see? So some, there's certain example. Cultures that if you finish completely the plate, it's a sign of disrespect. They didn't feed you enough.
Okay.
That's why you always are supposed to leave a little bit just to say, I ate to my stomach's content.
That's why I love the example.
And other people's...
If you don't finish it.
You don't finish that disrespect. You didn't like it.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes. So let's go with that situation. This happened. I agree. That's why I
show up to somebody's house. I'm full. Right? There was no disrespect here.
Fantastic. So that's why
I left a little bit.
There's no lying. I'm going to tell you why. So now she was direct enough and I think close enough to me to tell you.
Yeah.
At this point, I came to this place, right? And I think that your reaction was actually perfect. So, or I
left.
No, I'm going to tell you why. So, let's say in the plate part. That's why I really love the example. Or I finish the plate, if this is what they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I ask you to put some more, please, and I don't finish if this is what they want.
Yes.
Or if it's neither or the other and I don't want to comply with everything, which I think this is my issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
This would be my issue. That would be my problem, not her problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would just leave. Let's say in this case, if you would have...
Because I can't take back the move that I did.
No, but you could have said, you know what? My bad for this. Me, in this case, mm-hmm.
That's true.
You leaving, if this is...
But I said it wasn't my intention. My bad if it offended you in that way. That was it.
But if... So that's the thing. If you're saying in this case, you know you and I will have that. I think we have almost a perfect relation. I'm going to tell you why. Sin and I, we could say whatever we want to each other and say, hey, you know what? My bad. Boom. And then we pass completely.
Exactly.
And we have the fun of our life. In this case, what I understand is that or you or her were not big enough or mature enough to take the my bad and the vibe stood bad. That's what I understand.
For that evening.
For that
but
evening.
But some people it takes a little bit longer. Some people
that's
it takes time
said,
to digest
I'm
a little bit longer.
People.
True.
It took 24 hours. It's okay. It's a reasonable thing.
But
like
I still think that would be completely immature. So if I'm with someone that I know, watch out. You say that you know the person. Example, Jay and I. We know each other, but we don't hang around every day.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee that whatever would happen with Jay, in my case, Jay would say, "Yo, Bash, don't do that."
Yeah,
you know what, Jay, my bad.
Yeah, that would be like good. You know?
And then we would have fun for the rest of the night.
And that's mature.
No, but okay, so I agree. But like,
I think those are also our personalities, though.
Yes, but you said
it would take you more time.
Yeah.
Me, it would never take.
No,
more time.
Meaning okay, what I have to say in certain cases, because like you know. Mm-hmm. He knows what I mean in the sense of like I can self-assess, I can do stuff right on the spot, but sometimes there's certain things.
Things takes time.
It'll take like it's not in every case, but like you know it's not,
it's
maybe
true.
You is like I would say maybe 70% of the time I'll be good. You know what I mean?
But in his case,
I have that 30%. That 30% could be you know.
And in his case, for you to understand, when somebody is mad. Don't expect them to be rational. It takes time.
Yes, and that's what I mean. Down. And that's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is sometimes being honest is all about timing, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
Actually
especially
very true.
When you're very powered up by emotions, good emotions, bad emotions, whatever it is, and you are honest at that moment.
Timing and communication.
It
the
really
way you say
escalates
it.
Shit. You can be honest in a different way, like bypass it around and then bring it back when everything's leveled and be like, you know what, let's
I
have this honest.
So much, but some people, they can't.
No.
They can't
no,
take you... any critics. Like,
yeah, but,
no,
but that's
them.
Not your responsibility.
But yeah, exactly.
But that's
it's
why
not.
That's why I say.
But there's a threshold still, though. That's what I'm saying. Because some people could take a little bit longer, 24, 48 hours.
Right.
Me, for me, a week, 2 weeks is too long.
Oh, no,
Six
I'm
months,
over it at that
that's
point.
What's happening?
No, no.
I don't even think about it.
No, because without naming but
that's,
names,
that's one thing. That's true. Once I'm over it, I'm over it. It's not. No, it doesn't exist anymore. Exactly. But some people they don't like. They'll say they're over it. It will linger. Not over it. Lingers, but
it lingers in their mind. They have to overthink it. These are overthinkers that have tendency of reopening old files.
That's way more than overthinking. By
the
way,
it's like what Rosie said today at lunch, at the breakfast this morning, when she was talking about, you know, the person that outgrew the pod, and she was saying, oh, but just, you know, even though it's been 6 months. It should be like nothing was, but I'm like,
absolutely,
it's still pending, right? Because of that, there is still this lingering, even
though
I'm over it. Yeah, it's
depending. Is killer.
Because me, I'm like, okay, but as long as everything's been put on the table, she expressed her opinion and her approach and her vision of the thing. I did mine. We did not agree. No hard feelings. Just understand it wasn't coming from a place of hurt or disrespect.
So why did you leave? At this point.
No, because while we were, I didn't find it was the right place to have it. We were chilling at a bar and everything.
But when you said my bad, everything happened.
No, I was like, no, that was at the beginning. When she told me, I was like, oh, that's disrespectful. I'm like, how come? Why? Because I'm very curious.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I know.
Everybody that knows me now, especially because of the pods, everybody's like, what is this going to be, a podcast? Because I'm like, and this is something I have to give people. I have to give people an understanding about how I process things. Mm-hmm. One thing that this pod helped me out a lot with is regardless of my opinion, what I believe is true to me, I put it on the table with 2-3 different people, different personalities, different backgrounds.
Different approach.
And gives me different approaches and different opinions. Maybe Jay's going to be like, yo, I understand what she's saying. See it this way. Maybe he's going to communicate it better to me than she will, because she's in a place where we had a couple of drinks. It was late at night. I got there, stayed there 20 minutes. It wasn't really the plan.
As a woman in this, I can understand.
Exactly.
I can understand the offense, but it's to explain why. It's like a lot of women who are look like that, it's because they're being objectified. A lot of women get triggered by being objectified.
100%.
Right? You're sexualizing me without my consent type of thing.
And when you guys sexualize people without consent, it's good. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
but
shit.
You do it, actually, you do it even more. You do even more.
On the next episodes of God.
Why did we start with that?
You know,
I like that.
But he's right.
But
he's right.
Definitely
totally right.
It's not, I'm not even trying to be mean.
And
it's exactly what happened.
It should be fair, right?
It should be.
Yeah,
it should
but it's
be
not,
fair.
Eh?
You're right. But I guess it's, again,
we're talking...
He took
that with you, too. He said, you guys! And so that was like, look,
she's representing
all of the female population.
One thing that I will always give to Sidalia, and I look at... I know you from the podcast, right? Yeah. I never met you. This is the first time.
Yes, it is.
Wait, this is the first time you guys are meeting?
Yeah, the first time we met.
And I had the chance to...
Wait, so this looking up and down thing was today?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Sidalia, shame.
And the most funny thing is that I learned to
can't be doing that with all my guests
from the podcast. So I have an idea of who you are there. And when it comes to this, I know you're a little bit that kind that we won't accept this, but I know that sometimes we do it, even if we won't accept it. But you can play this game.
No. Exactly. You have to be fair.
Yeah.
I think when a lot of times what happens is I always think about how the history, right? You know, men are definitely stronger than women if we are going to the biologics,
right,
stronger, there's more rape, there's more a lot of things, there's a lot of like that. Whoa. Patriarchy and stuff like that. But this is what is the conditioning, this is what lies behind this, right? And it's like when you feel sexualized, automatically you have to go on the defense, and that's the difference between men and women, is women automatically will be more defensive about
men if they were defensive, they'd be laughed at,
but
they wouldn't be taken seriously.
But the hypocrisy about this is women are sexualizing them, but when we fall for it, we're guilty.
Exactly, this is what I'm talking about.
No, I know, but I'm 100%. Not saying I agree with this 100%. It's understandable.
Not,
it doesn't mean it's excusable.
But you're the one representing women.
Answer for all of them and all of their crimes.
No, because every woman is different. Everyone just like every man is different.
Yet we're always put in the same.
But women are also sometimes put in the same boat.
No.
No.
There's a whole saying. It's
like
if one
boats.
Woman does it,
there's about
it's,
three boats.
It's for all women.
There's
women got more than three. They
got three or four boats.
And on the boats, they have at least a dozen life rafts. So they could come off and be like, that's what the whole joke about accountability and women not taking accountability for certain
because
things.
Because when they say, what's a toxic masculinity, they're not like saying, oh, this is one category. It's masculine.
I'm saying that.
Actually,
there was a time.
I had this pod already.
There was a time that there was a lot of victimization that was justified when it came to women.
Yes.
Okay, but this is, and I'm talking about in many ways.
We're talking about the behavior towards
men. But this
plays
out in many things in humanity.
But you
okay?
could have it.
But we sometimes linger in the victimization of things, right?
No, but that's
and
not the point.
And we will bring it back again and again to justify our triggers, to justify why we think the way
that
we do.
I think what you're missing is we're not talking about victimization. But we're talking about when women do it to men and the lack of accountability.
When we are the victims.
And I recognize that. Yeah. I do recognize this. Yeah. But this is a novelty now in this day and age. In the last, what? We're going to give, what, 40 years? That now women openly sexualize men? But we were never brought up to sexualize
men. But we're
happy
when you guys do that.
I love it. No, I love it. Look me up and down.
Yeah, we'll sexualize you behind closed doors.
Please, sexualize us.
I want. Then I'd be like, oh, no thank you, but thank you. You know?
Right. But it's because you guys have a different view on it. Okay?
Right now,
as women, it's different.
Right now, you guys are fighting. That's, you know, and not you. Right now, what's happening is that you guys are fighting to be able
to do that. The natural
instinct.
To be able to?
Sexualize yourself without...
Oh, yes, yes,
right.
yes.
It's
yes,
like,
yes.
Allow me to sexualize myself on my own
Mrs.
terms.
Submit, what, it's not what's right now. It's like, let me go. I heard this.
I can have respect for myself, but still show a booty pic.
Exactly.
You know, type thing.
Why is men are allowed to go shirtless?
I don't agree
shirtless?
With that, but
I know
I'm
you
different.
Don't.
No,
I know
I
you don't. I know you don't, but right now what's happening is that they would say,
because
don't look at me that way, but I would like to go with my boobs out.
I will say something. It's like...
In Germany.
But we have to think of psychology, right? Men are visual creatures.
Fucking
you
right.
You fall for,
show me them
for
titties.
The visual, right? Women do not... We do not function this way.
How do you function?
We us with time, with effort, right?
Oh,
with familiarity,
wow.
right?
You like, okay, so...
Actually, no, it's by consistency.
I'm so sorry.
It's consistency.
But that's what familiarity
how dare you
is.
Say no.
How do you create familiarity with consistency? That's
Woo!
How women fall in love.
Tell them, girl.
Words,
school that motherfucker.
Words, right? So
right,
men are visual.
I'm pro-woman right
so
now.
They hit the button. Hit the button.
Oh, nothing happened. I'm pro-woman.
So it's...
womanist.
So it's normal that men, like, you are visual creatures. So when you see, you automatically will fantasize.
So I'm going to talk to all the new generations, for the old generation.
Oh, okay.
Your theories and psychology is so outdated.
Yeah,
just putting it out there.
You talking about her?
Yeah, I'm talking for the new generation.
Yeah, that's not true for the new generation. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about society. Society is one thing. Psychology, our baseline psychology does not change.
So the biggest issue right now
it does
is
not
this
change.
Society. No, actually,
right.
it does.
No,
I'll
it does
you.
Not.
Wait.
Okay, wait.
Shit. Okay, it's spicy. What happens?
The biology does not change. A man does not just transform and not be visual anymore. That is how mating is. With time. But you are grasped by the visual first. That's the way that you
can find. Let's give it a second.
But I would be curious. Yes.
So already by definition, how everything is becoming more neutral, right? Neutral, where people are identifying as whatever they want.
And I understand this that. I don't live in that delusion.
Let me finish, please.
That's why I wanted to see this.
It's like me saying that only women can be emotional.
Hey, man.
Because that's the biology.
I take offense to that.
But
I was very emotional.
But that was the biology.
I'm sorry. That is not the biology.
Oh,
really?
Men are equally as emotional as women. It's how we were... With society
race,
taught
how we're race,
out
how
to
we're
exhibit
nurtured,
it.
How we're nurtured.
So the cycle, sadly, the hormonal cycle of a woman does not affect
Sidalia.
The person.
That what? Amplifies.
I'm with her.
Amplifies
so
my character.
So it's not the same.
Sidalia, it's not the
no,
same.
No, but hold
men,
on. No.
Men,
I got hold on. Hold
how,
on. Give me some.
No.
Hey, tag me in.
You have just as much emotion as a woman has. How you deal with your emotions is
that's
vastly
you said, though,
different.
You said
vastly
women
different.
Are inherently emotional, which you meant like men aren't. Like
no,
in terms
I
of
didn't say it hurt.
Repeat
I
exactly
said more.
What you said.
I said more.
More emotional.
Everybody has emotions.
More emotional.
Everybody,
but does your
like, wait. Let me finish.
Externally.
The same way she was talking about men, those characteristics could be seen in the female.
Yeah.
Right? But they're
more
apparent in men, the same way as emotions are more apparent in women. So you see where
you
I'm going
know
with
my
this?
Answer to this? Hey, fuck you!
Not escalistic of guys who.
But anyway,
we're sliding right now.
No,
because if you really think about it, in psychology wise, men, when it comes to emotions, you like to be alone and you like to find a solution.
That's not true for me.
That's not true for me.
This is where you write, but once again, and the way we process it.
But this is the way that your mind functions. The solution, right? You need the space to find the solution.
Not all men.
To organize
so what about
your emotions.
You? So is it true for you?
No, but that's it's a generational and cultural. Again, if you go and talk to the new generation today, I coach in high school right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sec 2, Sec 3, Sec 4. Yeah. They're all emotional. Men, and I'm only coaching boys. All their process.
Boys to men.
Boys to boys right now.
Shit.
And that's the thing. And it's because they grew up with a society where every emotion is validated.
Ooh.
Yes.
And that's something that before the older generations, we did not have time for it. When 50 Cent said,
no, because
I don't
have
time.
No, because it was the basics, right?
Again, it was the, it was the truth of the era.
No, it was closer to the basics, to what we are designed to be.
That's actually not true neither, because society speaking, depending if you were grown.
But I'm not talking society.
But again, let me just finish. Okay. If you're trying to guess what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm not guessing. Go ahead.
See, like right now, and I'm saying this with love, honey. You're very emotional about this conversation.
I'm not being emotional, I'm reactive.
Wow. Potato, potato
hey,
for
stop
me.
Stop picking on my homie.
Because I'm
you
not emotional.
You picked your team, buddy.
I did.
I actually have no emotion. I'm just trying to.
The emotion I see is agitation.
Trying to guess what I'm saying.
If there's no
I'm not
emotion,
guessing at all.
So if you're not emotion, so be rational in the rational part. No, man, it's true.
Il faut que j'écoute.
That's the only thing.
And I said, I'm going to listen.
We got to do something, girl.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Got to throw a Hail Mary. Let's do this. Take him down.
And I'll even prove it to you. If you go into cultures, I'm pretty much sure in Portugal, if you go and see your grandmothers.
Be careful.
And the mothers before that. Where because they grew up in a period of war, they weren't too much about their emotions. They were more in their masculinity.
Yeah, they were tough-ass women.
Exactly. And the thing is, the toughest people in history are women, mostly.
Absolutely.
Because when you put them in
that's
very
a compliment,
hard...
by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Don't fall for it.
I'm listening.
Don't fall for it. I see what he's doing.
I'm listening.
I'm just here for that. I'm
listening.
Keep
listening.
Keep going.
I'm listening.
He's like a hype man, but not a hype man.
Okay, you have my attention, so keep it. Let's go. Yes.
Sorry, I don't even know who signed him on anymore.
It better be a highlight, this part.
You see, they're trying to distract me. You see, the war of information.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
So much information.
He's good.
Okay.
And they're trying to... But what I'm just trying to say...
The women are amazing. Yes, thank you.
Yes, women are amazing.
You are
they're
amazing.
Tough.
But they're more amazing when they're put in the worst. Oh,
yes, I know what you're trying to say.
Because they adapt.
Sink
so it's
swim.
Not by a lot about biology, survival.
The fight or flight.
It's survival.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Men right now, why they're more emotional.
Oh, we are
emotional,
not in any fight or flight.
Exactly.
We are not
challenged.
Because
now we're comfortable.
Yep.
And it's not biology. It's not. You were grown now.
This is the way
you change
psychology.
And this is where.
Shit, man.
Nurture versus nature.
Hey, I have to flip sides.
But wait. Again, the whole difference. Again, society impacts the way that we process things, right?
Yes.
It can add on to things.
Yes.
When we're born, we have a baseline psychology, right? Very primal.
This is what
primal.
She's been trying to say from
very
before.
Primal. It's very primal. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm talking about the primal way of psychology, right? With time, of course, with the life experience and all of the stuff, the societies keep changing.
It
adds on. It does alter the psychology.
Yes.
I'm not discrediting what you're saying at all.
So correct me if I'm wrong. What are these primal?
I'm just saying.
What are they?
On what aspect are we talking about?
Men. No.
When we were talking, because we were talking about emotions.
Yes.
So men
that's
require space.
Mm-hmm.
To
this
sort
is from the
out
primal.
Emotions, yes.
Okay.
No.
They're more solitary. You're more solitary in that way. Okay?
Than women.
I am.
Than women are. Women are definitely...
It makes sense because women always call each other and like...
Men,
blah, blah, blah.
Baseline. Primal.
Your basic sentence
you
was...
You are the hunters, right?
Yeah,
you are the protectors. You're out and about. Most of the time you're alone,
were the hunters.
We were.
We're not the hunters.
But
again, she's talking about the base instinct, the primal.
This is what I'm trying to differentiate here.
What she said is that at the beginning you said us...
Your design
men
by
woman,
design
men but where I didn't agree, and this is where I think it went out of proportion, is that you said that men and women has the same emotional
we have the same range of emotions. You
it's,
can be
we
angry
do.
I can be angry. You can be sad. I can be sad. You can be, happy.
Logic.
I can be happy.
This is what
I'm saying.
Okay.
But it's in
how it's interpreted.
This is the way you were saying it.
Yes, it's how we manage.
No, but how
so what I'm saying women were more in groups. We are taking care of the
that's
children.
True,
we are
true.
In the
Remember,
village.
They were always
we are
doing
cooking.
That. You're right.
We are cooking. We are cleaning. We are keeping house.
When the men were away, they stuck. They
communicate.
They
there's a closeness, right? Yes. There's a closeness. Yes. There's a connection there.
Because at that time,
that's
men
how we
were hunting because women couldn't because they were weaker.
So your
biologically
problem solving,
speaking.
Yeah, your problem solving was done aside, far. Us, it was in our community.
In groups,
right?
Community. Yes. I like that.
Now,
like, yeah.
It is different.
I'm back on your side, Sididi. I'm back on your side.
So that primal base is going to change.
It does, but it's still there in the process.
But
okay?
They tried the agendas to change
so
it.
So it's like, exactly. The resistance is still there. So that's why there's still
there
those changes. There
no,
should be.
I get that because it goes against your generational instincts. Now, what happens
is... Yes, thank you.
You
said it well.
Yeah, it's the luggage of the past. That's what we have. If you take immigrants that come from poor countries, they'll still have that drive. Now, what's happening in the Western world right now, we're talking about 3-4 generations in.
Yes.
Right? This generation, internet came in 1996. So we're talking about 30 years to 40 years. We're going into the 40-year range where it's going to be at least 3 generations coming in.
A lot of conditioning there.
My kids, the kids of my kids, and the kids of my kids after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about you can identify as you want. Your feelings are this. Or feelings are more important than your physical attributes.
Than facts.
Right? Than facts. Because... this is what is justified, taught, and conditioned among us. And what happens is, as an evolutionary creature we are, we take the luggage of the people of the past.
Amen.
Bashir at the beginning of the pod said he is who he is because of his family,
of
culture,
how he grew
and
up
the past.
With,
and his grandfather's stories, right? When
100%.
You grew up in that little group when you say with the woman.
But he
and
didn't remain that way.
You evolve, but exactly. Yeah. We evolve constantly.
Yeah.
That's why the generation today evolved. I'm not saying it evolved in a positive way.
No.
We evolved in a way now today where we're super comfortable, where we got super bored, where we don't need to hunt. So the physical attributes right now are just, let's just say, let me bench 200 pounds, but ask them to run 5 minutes. They can't.
And you know
they
the elite, and you know what's going to happen. Eh? The elite, and this is just an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's where it becomes an opinion. The elite will still be men. The men will still be men as the elite. And let's say, I'm not putting this out there, it's not what I wish, whatever, but let's say tomorrow nuclear war arrives and then everything is reduced to the basic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's a moment where there's people that are still men and they will dominate the planet. And it will be just a certain amount of elite people that will be able to do this.
Yes.
So I'll finish the pod on
strong
what you
people.
Just said right now. But I'm saying in maybe 60 years, that won't be true.
What do you mean?
Because there won't be a difference between men and women in today's society in 60, 70
years. I think eventually
years.
This will implode. I don't believe.
I would hope so.
I really do believe.
Again, the way things are going right now.
And the only thing that, the only person that will dominate is the guy that remain man and the one that remain a woman.
But again, like I said, because the way things are going, if you look at the tendencies, what we don't even, till this day now, what's getting more and more confused is what is a woman.
Because that triggers the survival, what we were designed for.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? But our generation.
And we don't live there anymore.
Our generation.
But that, what he's saying is like that end of the world aspect. Will bring out those people
because there's
because
still
that's
people
what we
and they're
designed.
Making it and they're making it on purpose to go what he's saying for the
they're
only
killing
people
it.
That's still strong will be able to step and these guys will be dominating the world.
And the best example is I look at my basketball team last year. We weren't good. Everybody gave up after we were losing by, let's just say, 30 points, crying, giving
happen.
Up.
This is exactly what
and
happen.
My son was like, even with a broken foot, I'll continue playing.
Yeah, I remember. You
but
said
that's
you
because
to
of me.
In.
Yes, you
that's what I taught
that.
Him. Those
and
other
who
kids.
And the best player of your team?
My son, but that's besides
no,
the point.
No, it's actually, no. It's actually not besides the point. It's your son and the people with the mentality of your
son. But it's the mentality that's important here.
That's why
where
I'm
they do
this.
Not know how, like, for me, I like, we cannot lose. That's impossible.
Not an option.
Impossible. It's not an option. And he was grown in that, and I was grown in that, so we keep on telling. I'm not worried about his kids, for example, because they're going to be grown and with whatever his principle.
I'll try.
Now, this new generation, like in the movie that's saying, I wasn't there, but I feel guilty and sad and affected by whatever the other person did or heard or rumor had it.
It's okay to have empathy.
It's
but
not
it
real
no
empathy. It's not real
but
empathy.
But
watch the movie.
No, I don't know about this, but I'm just saying it's all right to have empathy. That's great. But if you're saying that this is more of a forced compassion,
because
just
I look at it as when we see those, like, you know, whatever's happening, like, in the world today, and people are outraged about whatever. Pick your poison.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not real. It's not real outrage. It's not real.
It's not
real empathy.
So let us make it easy for you. you know what's happening in the world right now. I'm not going to take any example. None of them. Because I don't want to shoot myself in the foot in any place. Are you crying the same way they're crying right now?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's what I mean. No. This is exactly what we mean.
And I cannot stand right. people
and
who
I love
do.
You. And I love you for this. You know why? Because some people say, I know how you feel. Shut the fuck
you
up.
Not.
You don't know.
But I'm like that. I don't like people that I know. No, you don't. No, you don't. And I wish you don't.
Hey, you know
that's,
what?
That's the reality. I am
I feel like both of you guys need hugs.
You know, one of the
things. I always hug. When someone comes to a funeraille.
Funeral.
And then you just lost your dad and he still has his dad. I know how you feel.
I never say my condolences.
You could say my condolences.
No, yes, I don't do it.
My condolences is nothing bad, is that?
No, just having gone through it, I don't do it. Like, I just give them my, you know, I give, oh, you know, whatever, support, my, you know, my support, my love, you know.
But semantics, at the end of the day, you're there for them.
By the way, my condolences, the word is my sympathy, my support, my whatever you need.
Yes, it is.
The thing where I'm right, and you're right, not me, fuck me, where you're right is you won't say, I understand how you feel. This is what you're not allowed. Or you could say, you know what?
Even though I could.
Even if I could.
Because
I
you want to know why?
Because
do you know why? Do you want to know why? For me personally, why it irks me, it's because I smell entitlement.
Amen to that.
And that pisses me off.
That's
But that's true. Very, but this is what it is.
But that is what it is.
But that, I was going there. We're going to hug it out like what you said, because that's what it is. Don't come and say my.
Just
my
be careful how you hug. It could be a sexual harassment.
Yes, you're right. My son.
Well,
is
technically,
autistic.
He could get sexually harassed because this is an age that we live in where.
Watch out! It could go both ways.
It could be both ways.
Can I close this pod, please?
Yeah, let's end it.
This will be continued.
We'll
go towards the profound and Sedalia.
Just quickly,
I love you.
My son is autistic.
Going back,
my son is autistic.
You know, you told me. You said it yourself. You said it on this.
I understand how you feel. I feel you because what you have a son that is autistic.
No.
Yeah, you don't. No, they don't know. They
just
don't know.
Say whatever you need. I'm there.
Yeah,
that's
like
enough.
You know, if you need something,
that's exactly what it is. But that's showing humanity.
Yes.
Whatever you need,
that
I'm
is
there.
Humanity.
No, I got you back.
And be there.
Now you can.
It's like give them.
No, hold on.
Thank you
for your permission. I want to clear one thing up. He called me a flip flopper, but he said it himself. We're allowed to change.
Yes,
you said
and
that.
I am.
Yes, he is. But he changes a lot.
I'm in constant state of evolution.
There you go.
And on
I
that
am the
note,
man of tomorrow.
And on that note, we need more men like you.